Right. So if you're listening to the archive, just stop listening now, because that's all your that was for you, and this is for people who actually bother to tune in. Yeah, that's my Harvard resentment.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a natural conversationalist at this hour.
Well, I'm just kind of surprised. I didn't think you held so much resentment for our archive listeners.
Yeah, it all kind of starts to leak out in this time of day. No, not really. I mean, the issue is it's too late. I'm pretty sure the archive's already cut out, so I can't tell them, actually, I didn't mean it. They're going to be stuck with thinking DJ Pending hates me and I'm not going to recommend his radio show to anyone.
Oh, man, what if it actually becomes something like, I don't know if you know your internet history in regards like Madox.
Mm.
This guy had small internet fame over the fact he just hated everyone and had these unbelievably problematic opinions.
Oh, no.
Laced with profanity and spelling errors.
That's basically my show.
Oh.
Yeah, you were asleep for most of it, but I was swearing like a mother trucker.
Well,
can I say mother trucker?
Yeah, you can say mother
okay.
trucker. You just can't say the other word.
Yeah, okay.
But like, I tried. Oh wait, no, you were not swearing. I was in and out of consciousness.
No, I wasn't really swearing. Just in case anyone thinks I was, I wasn't. I don't swear in this show. I very often do lie. So you know, it's kind of like a murder mystery, except hopefully no one's dead and there's not really much of a mystery either.
Isn't it like every second, like 1,360 something people die on average?
Wow. And here I am trying to like end the show on a positive note.
But then like 2,000 and something people are born.
Yeah, 2,000 worthless babies.
Okay, well I tried.
You're right. That was me. That one's on me. Did you hear like a door close?
Oh, I might have, my foot might have gotten too hard against it. Okay.
I thought we were going to have, like, a real murder mystery for a second, because I would be super disconcerted if someone entered the station at this hour. You know, I would be really put off.
Well, if there was someone scheduled after you, then it would make sense.
That's true. But there's never anyone scheduled after me. I shut it down. I turn off all the lights. I unplug the box. I don't really do that. Don't worry.
Yeah, probably not.
I turn on Rivendell.
Yeah.
So I'm very much not used to people showing up to the station. And so if someone showed up to the station right now, I would be really freaked out.
You know what? I'd feel a pretty similar sentiment, actually.
Okay.
I don't know. Even when I went to my radio show, when back in the day, my first one was 4 to 5 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And I always just generally felt suspicious of the people around me who were also up when I came to and from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Richardson, which is by, like, the campus center.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting there, I'm like, I understand that I think I'm doing the right thing by going to this show at 4 a.m.
Uh-huh. Right.
But anyone else around here, I'm immediately suspicious of them.
And yeah, no, I 100% feel the same. In fact, I talked about it last show, that suspicion I feel. Engaged the listeners in my personal feelings. In fact, there's a jogger. I'm not sure if you heard, but I was talking about, is that her? Look at the window. There's a jogger. It's the 4 a.m. jogger.
Oh my gosh, I love how it's the 4 a.m. Is it the same one?
Yeah, yeah. Listeners, you're listening to us live experience the 4 a.m. jogger, the person who I talk about. We named her Margaret.
Margaret.
You are Margaret is running. She's got her high-vis vest on. Is she still there, DJ Tolstoy?
Yeah, she's still there.
She's still there.
She's about to leave my periphery soon.
All right.
She's trucking along.
Sweet Margaret, jog on.
Yeah, gosh. Godspeed, Margaret.
Godspeed, Margaret. Okay.
Sitting here waking up from my midnight nap. She's awake.
But like, when does she have to wake up to go on this jog? Because she has to sleep beforehand, right?
She does, but I'd say, what, 3:30 a.m.?
Yeah, I guess, but like, when does she go to bed for that? You know, I was thinking about this two shows ago. Like, what is her deal? Like, I mean, does she go to bed at like 8 and then wake
possibly
up at 3:30 and then go on a jog? And how long does she jog for? And when does she have work? Does she work? Does she just run the whole 8-hour work day?
I bet she works.
Uh-huh.
I know I have had some friends before I mean, their roommates wanted to kill them after a while.
Okay.
They would want to go to bed between, like, 8 and 10.
Oh, no, no, no.
And, like, you know, for about 99% of Tufts students, that's like, you're awake.
Yeah.
No one goes to bed at 10 p.m.
Yeah, except absolutely.
For, like, some individuals, and I remember them just, like, their roommates just being complacent. It's not like they're doing anything particularly wrong or
right.
dangerous. It's just like, well, I'm out of the room because my friend is just like, asleep. And you're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
yes.
It's a whole situation, huh?
Yeah, it is a whole situation. Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of going to bed, though, I guess we should probably close out the station, huh?
Yeah, probably. You get a whole new subbing hour just by talking through 4 to 5 a.m.
Yeah, I can use those hours. I mean, I don't need them, actually. I have got my hours.
Yeah,
but
how many have you accrued?
I don't even know. More than 5 for sure.
Very good.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess I'll turn it over to the robot that makes it feel a bit redundant, because, let's face it, a robot can and does do my job while I'm gone. Rivendell is here. So, anything you want to say to our 7 listeners right now, DJ Tolstoy?
You are listening to 91.5.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot to say that. Good catch.
Freeform Radio.
I interrupted you. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. There we go.
There we go.
I was worried it's because I was talking over you, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Good catch. Okay, it's 4:04:15:16:17.
Time not found.
Feel free to sleep if you want to sleep. Feel free to not sleep if you don't want to sleep. But regardless, take care of yourself because you deserve it. You're wonderful. And, you know, have a wonderful Friday. I love you, DJ Tolstoy.
And I love you.
Excellent. Take care, darlings, and have a wonderful night.
Hi, my name is Will Wiesenfeld. I'm back, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Lay here, I can dream that I never lost your love. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but I think you just taunt me, baby. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but I think you just bleed me, baby. You say that you need me, but you don't. You love me, but you don't. Oh, you say that you love me, but that magic wand above me, baby. You say that you love me, but you don't.
This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I'm not afraid to die. disrespectful, undeserving. Well, you know what? Now listen, ladies, you are princesses, you are warriors, you are queens, you are fighters, you are survivors, and you have to believe me when I say there are some real fine men out there. You just gotta make a list and you gotta shop. You gotta shop until you drop. My man will be nice, and he will take the trash out every night. Hold my hand and go for walks. Listen to me when I talk. Always know just what to say when I'm having a bad day, and he will carry me home from the club when I've had way too much. My man will be smoother, and he'll love to jive and groove. Play me love songs on the beach, make me a bath and rub my feet. And he'll have a six-pack, ooh. Long hair, he'll be 6'2", and he will come to my show, 'cause he's a fan, and that's what I want in my man. Well, in my man, in my man,
we'll be right back. everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every five, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Changed now. Get something inside out. in your lover's voice, the silhouette unfolds as the ground grows cold. You hear the same thing, you fear the same things in the autumn wind when dry colors burn. Skeletons dance beneath the dark skyline. Is it love you're looking for? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love, love, love? Is it love you're looking for? In the thunder clouds, mountains of rain to fall, in the twisting wind, you hear the name that's called. You hear the same thing, you fear the same thing. Is it love you're looking for? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love, love, love? Is it love you're looking for? In a child's eyes, in every lover's voice, in a baby's cry, we really got no choice. We really got no choice. Is it love you're looking for? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love, love, love? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love, love, love? Is it love you're looking for? It's in my child's eyes.
Is it love?
It's in my mother's voice.
Is it love, love?
And when love, I take your hand.
Is it love?
We've really got no choice.
Is it love? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love you're looking for? Is it love, love, love? Is it love you're looking for? Love you're looking for?
University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
shot. There were lies. In fact, glad alive. Now you're telling me that you need some time. You're sharing feelings exactly like mine. Yeah. Anything you decide is fine with me.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Complain, but my heart breaks for the rest. Oh, I feel stagnant, but well and able. I want someone to come and take my hand. It doesn't make sense, but not everything will. So I'll accept it as a lesson and move on. It was only Well, the silence outside means more than it ever has. In the sun reflecting off buildings in the bluish haze, in the sky. Oh, the way that you walk across Lake, get on the bus.